Right. So this week, you guys sent in some really fascinating stuff about AI and getting workforces ready for it. And it kind of feels like everywhere you look right now, there's some big announcement about,
Usually.
AI adoption, some new strategy, some major investment. But the thing I keep coming back to is, are we actually connecting those big national level goals to how we train people in the real world?
Right. It's one thing to have AI-ready nations, but are we actually building AI-ready workforces, or are we kind of stuck in the past when it comes to actual training?
Yeah, and that's what I really like about this article. AI ready nations, AI blind workforces. It just throws this question right at you, and it made me think about all the stuff we see about, countries racing to adopt AI. But then on the ground, it's like, are we still using training methods from like a decade ago?
Yeah, it's like we're building this Hyperloop future, but we're still teaching people to ride horses.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the sources you sent, the Oxford Insights 2024 Government AI Readiness Index. I mean, it ranks 188 countries on how well they can use AI in public services. So it gives you a sense of how big this push is.
Absolutely. It's a global competition at this point.
It really is. And then you look at this data from LinkedIn Learning, right? 66% of L&D leaders say learning is critical, which, yeah, duh, of course. But only 24% actually feel like they're getting a return on that investment.
That's the real puzzle, isn't it? We all agree learning is crucial, but is it actually working the way it needs to in this new AI world?
Exactly. And that's kind of what I want to dig into today. Like, what's the disconnect here between all these big national AI strategies and what's happening on the ground with workplace training?
Let's get into it.
All right. So first, let's just take a minute to appreciate how big this global AI push really is. I mean, the article talks about how governments are investing huge amounts, not just in research, but in building the actual infrastructure for AI.
Yeah, it's not just about funding labs, it's about making AI part of a nation's core infrastructure.
Right. And the examples they give are fascinating, like Brazil, Moldova, Saudi Arabia, Kenya. I mean, these are completely different countries all over the world, but they all see AI as absolutely essential for their future.
They see it as key to their economic growth, their ability to compete globally.
And it's not just that, it's the speed of this investment, too. The article says that in 2024, the number of new national AI strategies more than tripled compared to 2023.
Yeah, so we're talking like 12 new strategies in 1 year alone. It's really accelerating.
Yeah, and these governments aren't just throwing money around. They're being very strategic about it.
Right, they're focusing on specific things like building high-quality data sets, developing scalable infrastructure, making sure they have the computing power to support all this AI, and then fostering innovation ecosystems, creating environments where AI can actually flourish.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting that they're also paying a lot of attention to ethics and governance.
Oh,
Like
absolutely.
they're trying to build this stuff responsibly from the ground up.
Right.
So you have all these governments going all in on AI. They're developing comprehensive strategies. They're pouring resources into it. But then you have this article saying that when it comes to actually training people, a lot of organizations are stuck in like 2005.
Right. It's like this huge disconnect.
Yeah. So what's causing that? I mean, why is there this lag between the national ambitions and the reality of workforce training?
Well, I think the 2005 analogy is really interesting because it points to this fundamental difference in how fast things are moving.
Yeah.
Like in 2005, workplace training was much more static, standardized content delivered in pretty traditional ways. But the AI world is all about being dynamic, personalized, data-driven, and I think that's where the disconnect lies.
Yeah, I guess it's like national AI strategies are designed to be future-proof. They have to adapt to this constantly evolving landscape.
Exactly. And maybe training just hasn't caught up to that pace of change yet.
Okay, so that brings us to this idea of an AI blind workforce.
Right.
Could you kind of unpack what that means?
Yeah. So it's basically this idea that you can have all this amazing AI technology out there,
Right.
but if people don't have the skills or the knowledge to actually use it, it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, and the article makes this really vivid comparison. It says, it's like building a Hyperloop, but only teaching people how to ride horses.
Yeah, that's such a great analogy because it really highlights the mismatch, right? You have this incredible infrastructure, but you're not giving people the tools to actually utilize it.
So how do we start to close this gap? How do we move from these potentially AI blind workforces to workforces that are actually ready to thrive in this new world?
Well, the article has this interesting idea about how to think about it. It suggests that we can kind of mirror the pillars of national AI readiness in our training programs.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So you know how the Oxford Insights Index talks about government technology sector and data and infrastructure as these key pillars for national AI readiness?
Right.
Well, the article says we can apply those same principles to training.
Okay, so how would that work?
Well, if you think about the government pillar at the national level, it's all about having a clear strategy, policies, oversight.
Mm-hmm.
So in training, that translates to what they call training governance.
Okay, so that means like having a clear plan for how your training programs are going to support the organization's overall AI goals.
Exactly. It's about being strategic and intentional about how you approach learning in this new context.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about the technology sector pillar? How does that translate to training?
So at the national level, the technology sector pillar is all about making sure you have the actual AI technology and the expertise to develop it.
Right.
In training, that becomes training tools. So it's about asking, are we using the right platforms and technologies to deliver training?
Okay, so it's not just about the content, it's about the delivery method too.
Exactly. Are we still stuck in the world of static PowerPoints and outdated LMS systems, or are we embracing newer, more dynamic and AI-powered tools?
Gotcha. And then finally, there's the data and infrastructure pillar, which at the national level is about having good data and the computing power to use it.
Right.
So how does that apply to training?
That becomes what the article calls learning intelligence. And I think this is where things get really interesting.
Could tell me more.
So learning intelligence is about using data and analytics to really understand how people learn.
Mm.
It's about tracking engagement, seeing where people are struggling, measuring how effective different training methods are, and then using all those insights to personalize the learning experience.
So it's not just about delivering content. It's about constantly evaluating and adapting based on the data.
Exactly. And this is where AI itself can play a huge role.
Right. Because you need sophisticated algorithms to process all that data and make it actionable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where this smart training AI system comes in that the article talks about.
Yeah, SDAI, they call it a training intelligence system.
And it sounds like it's designed to do exactly what we're talking about, like use AI to make training smarter.
Yeah, they highlight some really interesting features like assessing learner engagement before the training even starts so you can personalize the onboarding process.
Okay, that's cool.
And then automatically adapting the content based on how people are learning.
So it's like a truly personalized experience.
Exactly. And it provides real-time insights into how people are doing so trainers can intervene and adjust things on the fly.
Wow. It really sounds like a completely different approach to training than what a lot of organizations are doing now.
It is. It's about moving from this old static model to something that's dynamic and responsive.
So what happens if we ignore this readiness gap? I mean, what are the risks of having an AI-blind workforce in this increasingly AI-driven world?
Well, the article lists some pretty significant consequences. Like, first of all, you get disengagement.
Right, because if the training is outdated or irrelevant, people are just going to tune out.
Exactly. And then there's this lack of visibility. You don't really know what's working and what's not because you're not gathering the right data.
Mm.
And that makes it really hard to develop your teams effectively.
And then I guess the biggest of all is that your workforce becomes obsolete.
Yeah. If people's skills aren't keeping pace with AI, then they're going to become less and less relevant.
And the article says something really interesting here. It says that the problem isn't people, it's the system. What do you think they mean by that?
I think they're saying that people are capable of learning and adapting.
Right.
But they need the right systems in place to support them.
And that it's not about blaming individuals. It's about recognizing that we need to fundamentally rethink how we approach training.
Exactly.
And the article really highlights this contrast between how quickly national AI strategies are evolving and how slow a lot of training programs are to change.
Yeah, it's like this huge gap in the pace of innovation.
Right. Like we're talking about nations making massive investments in cutting-edge AI.
Uh-huh.
But then you have companies still relying on, like, death by PowerPoint.
Yeah, and generic e-learning modules that don't really engage people.
And those post-training surveys that don't really tell you anything useful.
Right.
So they have this imagine this future scenario to kind of bring this point home. Can you walk us through that?
So they paint this picture of a future where countries are making huge progress in AI, you know, Kenya is deeply involved in AI safety networks.
Okay.
Saudi Arabia is investing billions in AI hubs. Brazil is pouring money into its national AI roadmap.
Right.
But then you zoom in on a company in one of these countries and they're onboarding new employees using training materials that are completely outdated.
Oh, wow.
Like the materials don't even mention the AI technologies that these employees are going to be using in their jobs.
Yeah, it's a really stark example of how disconnected things can be.
Exactly. It's like the nation is moving towards this AI-powered future, but the people within it are being left behind.
So what can organizations do? I mean, the article talks about these forward-looking L&D teams that are taking concrete steps to build more AI-ready training programs. What are some of the things they're doing?
Well, they're starting by auditing their existing training to see where the gaps are.
Okay, so kind of taking stock of where they're at.
Right, and then they're being really proactive about understanding how their learners learn. So they're mapping learning styles, preferences before they even start designing the training.
So it's like personalized learning from the get-go.
Exactly. And they're also using data to make the training itself more adaptive.
So the content actually changes based on how people are engaging with it.
Yeah. And they're using real-time data to measure retention so they can give people immediate feedback.
Wow. That's so much more sophisticated than those old end-of-course surveys.
It is.
And then, of course, they're embracing tools like SDAI to automate and optimize a lot of these processes.
Right. It's about using technology to make training smarter.
So it all comes back to that central question from the article. If we're building AI-ready nations, why aren't we building AI-ready training?
It's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is. And
yeah.
I think the article's conclusion is really important. It says that in 2025, success in L&D is going to hinge on having intelligent systems, engaged learners, and clear data.
Absolutely.
And all starts with understanding how people learn before you even try to teach them anything.
And that's where something like STAI becomes essential. It's not just a nice to have, it's a must have in this new world.
Yeah, the article really makes the case that clinging to outdated training methods is not just inefficient, it's actually a huge risk.
Exactly.
So I think the big takeaway here is that we need to start thinking about training as strategically as we think about national AI initiatives.
Yeah.
We need to be just as intentional, just as forward-looking, and just as committed to using the latest technologies and data to make it work.
Absolutely.
This has been such a fascinating discussion. I think it really highlights the importance of connecting these big picture trends with what's happening on the ground in organizations.
Yeah, and it raises some really important questions for all of us.
Exactly. So to our listeners out there, we want to leave you with this. What do you think about the AI readiness of your own organization's training programs?
Are you building an AI-ready workforce, or are you still stuck in the past?
And what are the implications of that for your own career, your own learning journey in this rapidly changing world?
It's something we all need to be thinking about.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for joining us.